The day after Christmas.
The day after Christmas. So.
Not the night before Christmas, but the
this
day.
Is chestnuts, leftover chestnuts already roasted.
Right. Chestnuts roasted. Let's see about tones and voice at the same time. If it,
I think I was going for the. I was just going for the big chords all the way. Going for the big chords.
Do you want to talk about phrase by phrase what you're doing?
Sure. I mean, we could see, and I don't know the song well enough to know what has been done for reharmonization, or I mean, what I mean that
the basic chords are just.
Oh, they go to. Oh, really? It's one of those.
Maybe.
Oh, okay.
Four minor.
Right. So let's discuss that part, anyways.
And it does it all again. Then you get Eric Dolphin and the guys right there. 3625.
And then I could use your new turnarounds on that last bar.
Something. Okay. So yeah, let's take it phrase by phrase.
Right.
See what Mark had to
I had that
offer. Suspended two. Right, sus two chord. 6-9, great.
Okay, then here I went just to the seventh, and then that. Okay.
Okay, so we're talking about.
Now let's keep it more or less diatonic and see what.
Yeah, I'm hearing that it's either a four to five.
What you mean like?
I'm hearing one of these.
Okay.
If you're going to do the five like that. See, there are a few real strong fundamental progressions to get you out of the gate here. One and five are okay, but there are some that are a little stronger. One up to two to three, right? You know that bit.
Yeah,
so another way is to one
to four.
To four by way of three, even.
Sure, yeah.
Maybe.
Or that could be just so.
It's like one, three. It's real Christmassy when you get double third counter lines.
But you're still staying. When you do that, it's okay.
That's four to five.
Yeah, that the first two melody notes is four.
Four, great. And then this is a five. Right. Bass note stays the same.
Right.
Altered five. Six, two, five, all diatonic. I'm not going for.
Oh, we're talking about right here, the second bar.
I'm thinking like this.
That's the turnaround.
Yeah,
there,
I
right?
guess I was going that turnaround. I'm adding a little phrase.
Well, it's
there.
Like I was just doing this. What it was written basically. Adding the.
Be suspicious when you see sharp one diminished. Is that written as an
no,
E?
No,
it says C7 flat 9.
It doesn't say anything. It also says E flat.
Oh, so you added that.
It goes 1, 2. That's
so you
read.
Filled out the pattern.
I just went.
Up by it.
Okay.
Okay.
But you could do any substitute turnarounds there.
First of all, we don't have to agree about this. At worst, we'll agree to disagree. For my ears, I don't want to start out the tune with too much dark urban dominant, you know, every chord a dominant. I don't want like the first time I'd want to say that would be a gas later.
But lighten up.
No, you didn't do anything yet. I'm just saying, so you'll know what's influencing my choices. I'm trying to project a sweet, innocent, tender kind of family, you know, what can I tell you, man, the traditional Christmas trip, you know. I'm trying to get that out of this tune at first. So when I come to a situation like let's see, and you were saying,
oh, you did that. Okay, you did that. You went a 3-6-2, sort of.
Right. And what were you doing there?
I just did like.
Right. Yeah. This is definitely workable. If I try to reinterpret this as C7, normally I think of this stuff. But this stuff is dark for this tune right away, unless I resolve real smoothly. Out in a real right to save it, man. That would actually, you know, if you awesome, but as soon as you get into here, you can get real angular. This would say that to a major chord will say to like flat five subs and using major chord.
Right, sure, yeah.
Like C flat major instead of F.
Okay. Then the next part.
For the second go around, that's where.
Did you use the E flat the second time?
That's where you could start to show that it's being played by adults instead of children, you know. Because, you know, these are just darker chords, what you're saying.
Okay, so let's.
So second time out of the gate could be A.
Well, what about this, the sixth right here? This
sixth.
I mean, this, the melody.
Oh, yeah. But okay, so
would you substitute it? Would you put a C minor there instead, or
I do use C minor, so or F F7 stuff. It depends on how Christmassy and churchy you want it to be. This is real churchy.
Or the E flat over or the F over.
I mean, you know, this kind of like F7,
right?
B flat minor, not even a 7.
Then you can use 2-5-1 or.
That would work, I guess.
To what? A over C?
A flat over
or
C.
Or flat over C, right. Yeah.
This is
C minor.
Make sure that baby's gone, yeah. When you have.
Yeah,
this is more like the jazz adult interpretation. This stuff. These are much darker E flat, but they come by so fast, and before you know it, you're resolved into smooth. A lot of it's where you resolve too.
Yeah.
I mean, you know that if I resolved into in this register, and this is the one. Actually, on this guitar doesn't sound that dissonant. I'm trying to think of a real dissonant A flat down here. What is major 7?
There you go.
Like, suddenly that thing, you know, it's so out of context.
Well, that's the way I was doing the turn. I was doing stuff like that. But using some, I could use that thing there, out there, and the approach.
Right. That's what I was doing here.
How are you doing it differently? You doing it like this?
Yeah, not as if we came out of. You already got the. Sound.
Right.
With E flat in the bass, I'm not worried about what their changes are. I'm just trying to get to A flat.
Right.
So I'm thinking F7, flat minor 7, over the E flat bass.
F7 only.
This is like, it's that old Ray Charles change, usually in blues. Just like
what
that.
Is it called? It's just minor.
It's a 9 sharp 5. That's it. That's
so
it.
Minor 7 flat 5 with the root raise.
Yeah, it's this. It's 5. It's.
No, I'm just talking about the shape of the chord.
Oh, shape of the chord, okay.
Not harmonic.
Okay, yeah, shape of the chord, you can go that way, that's easy. Maybe out there?
Good. Oh, the natural.
Then I think of it as either D flat or D and G, like a. Half diminished to get to the G7.
No, before we go again, get to the C minor.
C minor, now I'm thinking. Let's make it consonant.
So you went.
Right, C minor.
Yeah.
Give it a shot. Then A flat minor over C flat.
Right, then E flat over A flat.
Happy holidays to you too. Right, you could even go down to A flat instead of D7 to get towards the G.
Yeah, okay, that makes, that's cool.
So, what about this bridge?
What about it? Ooh, doo, doo, bah. So it's like, bah.
Awesome.
Isn't that the bridge?
Yeah.
And what is the part, hard part for you about
oh,
it?
I just,
so
just,
so much two
just
and five?
A, just, yeah, yeah, 2-5, 2-5, 2-5, 3 times.
Okay, so let's look at it this way. Got those lines.
Oh, here's how I got into that. This I went after that last turnaround.
Okay.
Back to E flat. Uh-huh. I went. I went like this little walking. Let's see if I can get this.
If you're going up to this,
well,
that's
like
diminished.
And
then it turns into the two chord instead of the new key. That's good. Oh, yeah?
You're just using the same chords that are there?
I'm just thinking. Come on, kids, get on the two-chord horse, the two-horse carousel. I'm just cruising on the two-horser, you know?
All right.
Different inversions, right?
Okay, that's
occasionally, I say, look, you got to get on the horse from the right side or he won't let you on, so I'll make sure it comes in.
Sure, I can see that. But so you basically adhere to that, but...
You could. I mean, you could... Changing the type of spread. That could do some... interesting things.
Do you ever do the
not against that at all. I might do it slower to try it out, see how it's working a little bit. Trouble is right here now. I've got to change over to this kind of voicing. This I hear is ascending fifth stuff. I'm going back the other way. This one. Now I'm going.
So that, but this doesn't strike you as
it's
that descending minor.
Well, it can be. Let's see. Let's move it fast and see what happens. That works too. Let's try it this way. If you voice it right and end on the right string sets, you can go.
Now, what kind of chord were you doing there? Just
it's pretty simple stuff. I'll call out the function.
Okay, so.
This is 2 out of the new key, right?
Okay.
2, its own 5.
It's 5.
2, its own 5. No, pardon me, 5 of the 5. 5 of where we're going right now. This is the 5 of the key center, companion minor, diminished. This 5 again. Here comes this bass I'm going to put over here. The 2 again. Ba-da. Diminished on the 5. Dominant on the 5. Raise 5 on the 5. Wait a second. Something got lost in there. I was seeing it better on. Did I do that? No, I didn't last it. Oh, yeah, we can see it that way. Okay, yeah, we're on this 2. 5 half diminished or altered 7 to the 1 finally. We finally get the 1.
1 over.
This is more for accompaniment unless the melody ends up working right. I don't know. Make that rich enough. Getting lucky today. No, that's not right. I did the wrong change. Oh, this is going to be a real weird one. Oh, I can't believe it even works at all. That'd be better for the long.
You would sort of, just in your own way of playing this, you would probably be tending to throw in other chords here and there.
But mainly just went like. Bah. So it was twos and fives. There was 1 6 at the beginning. 2 6. Back to the 2. Made it dominant. 5. Went to it's that chord, and then and that's where these lines come in. That's what they're creating. They're creating these kind of progressions. But we didn't go. You could. It just wouldn't be a version for the kiddies. They'd be wanting their presence instantly if you played in that.
Okay.
So let me give you one of those comping things right. I told you I'd give you.
Now that'll be something to work on for next year.
For next year, yeah. That's the funny part about Christmas tunes. You know, sometimes you get your best knowledge the day before, the day after, and you got to save it. In a sense, I used to play them all year round.
Yeah, this is good. This is the reason I picked this, I guess, is because it's a jazz tune, more or less. I mean, jazz sort of changes. I'm sort of interested in that. Although I like going.
Yeah, that's how it sounded to me. Oh, I see. Yeah,
I like doing that stuff too. I like just going straight ahead with the chords that are there and packs other stuff.
Here we go.
Does that Todd Barth ever take lessons with you anymore?
No, Todd lives in Ontario. I actually send a few guys out to Ontario to study with Todd for the country thing. He's really such a solid country player. He's made such a study. I mean, he can play all these Jerry Reed tunes note for note.
And yeah, I've
have you heard him play live in a country?
No, I've never heard him in a club, but I've heard him tape. It's good.
Jesus, he can play, man. He's really one of those guys that's worked hard.
So is there any rhythms written out for this?
Yeah, that's what I need to talk to you about. There are exact placements indicated throughout.
You gave me one of these a long time ago for Dolphin
Green
Street.
Dolphin Street, yeah.
Something like that, yeah.
This one is a little more elaborate. It's it's not too tough to understand. You just, you know, use your wits, and then if you see words like ands and two and four and stuff, it's just telling you precise placement. That's all.
Okay.
Watch out for those little X's and squares like you know you're used to, and
X comes just, first, square comes, X comes second, square comes third, triangle comes four.
That's it, man. So, I mean, for instance, this thing looks like,
If it doesn't say anything, is it an eighth note?
Two beats per bar, using your own discretion.
Oh, I see. It's the bar is line, the bar is...
The bar lines are there. So, okay. For instance, you'll get, let me remember how this goes. 2, 3, 4. Now that doesn't mean right on beat 4, but just somewhere in the vicinity, right? It could be 2, 3, 4, with an anticipation. I try to be specific, though, frankly, so you can use that, because there are places where I show the anticipation.
Why don't you ever write it out in just rhythm / notation?
I do. You want something on that, too?
Yeah.
Will you take another page as well?
Oh, yeah, if you have this one, but, yeah.
No, I've got one.
You got written stuff.
I've got something on Green Dolphin Street in that kind of notation.
No matter what. I like practicing reading, too, so it's cool.
Yeah, it's all written underneath it with rhythmic figures. It's not the easy stuff, but... you're a good candidate given your cap background.